Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Vav Sanhedrin 106. And since the Gemara is discussing Bilam as being one of the four non-kings who were not able to enter into the Olam Haba, to the world to come, and the Gemara is discussing Bilam, for that reason the Gemara cites and expounds upon the verses that are appearing in the Torah with reference to Bilam. And so the Gemara cites the verse from Bamidbar chapter 24, verse 21, as it states there, Vayar es hakeni, that Bilam saw the keni. And the Gemara understands from the book of Judges, chapter 1, verse 16, which states, Uvenei keni Hosein Moshe, that the sons of the keni, the children of keni, who were the father-in-law of Moshe. And so from there we see that keni was the father-in-law of Moshe. And so therefore the Gemara understands that keni is one of the seven names for Yisro. So going back to this verse, the Gemara understands Vayaras Akini to be a reference to the fact that Bilam looked at Yisro, Vayisma Vayisa Mishalo, and he threw out a parable. And this is what he said. Bilam said to Yisro, Keni lo ayisa imanu ba'oso etza. You were not with us when we gave that counsel. And the Gemara is going to explain this story in just a moment. So since you weren't with us, were you not with us when we gave that counsel? You were amongst us when we all sat together in a council. Mihu shivcha etza esane olam. Who has therefore placed you amongst the pillars of the world? And the Gemara now tells us what this parable that Bilam was saying and why he was addressing it to Yisro. And this is the way Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, in the name of Rabbi Simai, explains it. Shlosha hayu ba'osa etza, that there was a council of three who were sitting together, and they were sitting together in front of Paro. And Paro was asking them how he could attack the Jewish people. There's two versions about what exactly they were discussing. According to Rashi in the Torah, and Rashi in the Chumash, in Bamidbar 24, verse 21, he says that they were discussing the phrase Hava Nischach Malo, let us outsmart the Jewish people, that's what they were worried about. However, according to other approaches, that the idea is, and this is what Rashi here says, that they gave the counsel to Pharaoh that they should put the Jewish people into the sea, that they should throw the Jewish boys into the sea. And so therefore they were sitting there discussing this with Pharaoh. And so when this happened, when these three people were talking with Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was plotting his genocide against the Jewish people, the three people were Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. And so now Bilam is turning to Yisro and saying, well, you were amongst us, how did you succeed in life? And so the Gemara tells us that the three people, Bilam, Eov, and Yisro, all acted differently. Bilam, at that moment, Yatz, he gave counsel to Pharaoh. He told Pharaoh that he should throw the Jewish boys into the sea. And as a result of this, he was killed. And that's why Bilam dies in the Torah. And that's why we're told one of the reasons why Bilam has no share in the world to come. Eov, Sheshasak, Eov was quiet. Eov didn't say anything. And as a result of this, he was quiet and basically allowed Pharaoh to move forward with his murderous plans without objecting. And as a result of this, Nidon b'Yisurin, he was judged with afflictions. And Eov, in the book of Job, undergoes the most severe afflictions known to mankind. And Yisro Shebarach, Yisro ran away. He achieved great merit. Zachu b'nei banav leishev b'lishkas hagazis. His grandchildren, his descendants, merited to sit in the chamber off of the courtyard of the temple and be the Sanhedrin. And that is why Yisro's descendants merited, because Yisro ran away when Pharaoh was plotting his murderous plan, rather than sit amongst the three judges, or the three counselors, he, Bilam, and Eov. And so the Gemara cites a verse for this. How do we know that the descendants of Yisro became the judges and became the part of the Sanhedrin? Because it states, U'mishpachos, U'mishpachos sofrim. It says in Divrei Hayamim 1, chapter 2, verse 55, U'mishpachos sofrim, the families of the sofrim were Yoshve Yavetz, those who dwelt in Yavetz, and lists amongst them Hema HaKinim. These are the Kinim. And so we see that Yisro's descendants became those who were the families of the scribes. The Briska Rav asks a tremendous question, and he gives a beautiful answer. He says, I don't understand. We know that that there's a concept of Midah Keneged Midah, that God deals out punishments measure for measure, and also reward measure for measure. So if that's the case, if God deals out punishments measure for measure, why is the punishment for Yield being quiet, why is the punishment that he was given such tremendous afflictions? How is that a measure for measure punishment for the actions that Eov took? And so the Briska Rav explains that what do we do when we have afflictions and when something is bothering us? We complain about it. We scream out. We cry. We whine. Even though we know it's not going to make a difference. We know when we cry and we whine, it doesn't make the pain that we're in any better. But yet we still do it. So Eov, when he heard this tremendous murderous plan that Pharaoh was doing against the Jewish people, he should have cried out. He should have whined, even though it might not have made a difference. He might have said, "What good is it going to do for me to cry out? It's not going to matter." When it really matters to us, when we really care about it, we cry out even though it doesn't matter when we're sick. And so, Chas v'Shalom, Rachman v'Tzlan, when we're in pain, we cry out even though we know it doesn't change anything. And so Eov should have cried out even though it didn't change anything. So too Yisrael, why were his descendants able to dwell in the courtyard of the temple? Because he gave up everything. He was sitting amongst the counselors. He was sitting in the court of the king, and he ran away because he felt it was morally inappropriate, and for that reason his descendants merited that they sat in the courtyard of the temple, and they were the Sanhedrin for the Jewish people.